Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning, and my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad. Our guest this morning is our sister, Mary Fullerton. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow.
Amen. It's good to see you this morning. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can comment on the Facebook post, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get those uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor this morning is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. If you're looking to remodel
or build a new home, I want to encourage you to reach out to Spain's Construction. Quality work by a company with Christian values.
Thank you, Monica.
You're welcome, sister.
I could remember the quality work part, but
I'll come right alongside you and link up with you, sister.
Thank you. If you'd like a entry onto our book Blessing Wheel for the month of September, all you got to do is like, share, and comment done on the Facebook post. I think I've covered it all. Would you like to pray to start us out, Miss Mary? Okay.
Father, we thank you for this privilege this morning. Lord, we ask for your anointing to be upon us, God, and you give us the words to speak, Father, because Lord, we cannot do anything without you. And we want to glorify you. We want to lift you up. And Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for all of your blessings. And we thank you, Lord, because your word is anointed, Father. And we give you praise for all that you do and all that you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I like your title. What do we know?
What do we know? And we're going to get into that in a little bit, but I have a few little things that someone was talking to me about. And I was reading this scripture, and they asked me what this word meant. And the word was impute. And so I told her what I thought it meant, and then later I went and I looked it up in the dictionary. And and I was pretty close to what I told her. I said it's when you receive something you didn't deserve. Mm. And so anyway, impute means, according to the dictionary, to lay the responsibility, either blame or credit, to someone who did not deserve it. And they did nothing to work for that credit or blame, but it was given to them because someone else paid a price and showed mercy and grace to that person, and they got what they didn't deserve. Now, that's talking about it from the positive side, mm-hmm. You know. Well, that's what happened at the cross. That's what happened at the cross. We were the guilty ones. Mm-hmm. We deserved to go to the cross. But Jesus paid the price. He went for all of us and died in our place so that whosoever, and I'm a whosoever, and I invite everybody to be whosoever's, that whosoever believes on what he did can be forgiven and receive eternal life in heaven. And this reminded me of a song I sing sometimes. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. And now I get eternal life in heaven. And so now we're going to go into what do we know? And the reason I entitled this is my lead scripture is in 1 Corinthians 4:4, and it answers that question. It says, "For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord." And so now we're going to turn over to Matthew, the 10th chapter, and we're going to start reading with the 28th verse. And it says, Jesus is talking, and he says, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." But, you know, and right now off the top of my head, I'm thinking of this song that says, "I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow." That's what it was talking about here in the scripture. You have to love father or mother. And even if they don't follow Jesus, you have to. I mean, you can't say, "Well, if you don't believe, I'm not going to believe either." You know, you have to believe the truth of the Word of God, because that's the only way into heaven. To do it God's way, you have to do it by accepting His Word and going His way. And it doesn't matter. You know, we want everybody to go with us, but it's their choice. And we can't make them do what we want them to do, because they have to make that decision for themselves. And so a lot of times it causes us to pray a lot, because we want them to to come over to the to what the word says, you know. And so we pray, Lord, help them to see. Help them to see. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And it is really sad if something happens to them and they go out of this life unprepared to spend eternity in heaven because they had the choice. But and so that's why we try with all of our heart to be good witnesses and good examples to people so that it'll make them see something in us that will make them desire to have those same things in them. Okay. So we know nothing of ourself, but we are justified by God, you know. And we do nothing. It goes back up to we do nothing of ourself to deserve that. But he imputes Jesus' righteousness to us. Jesus is the one that paid the price for us. And so Jesus said of his followers that really believed in him, and I read it out of the Bible, that whole thing from verse 28 through verse 42 is what we believe. And it is so wonderful to know that God loves us that much that he numbers our he numbers the hairs on our head. And he says, well, she lost 5 hairs today. You know? You know? Well, anyway, you know, he is that mindful. If he cares about the birds and one of them falls to the ground, he cares about it. He cares about every little dot and tittle of our lives. You know, we can't even imagine the love of God, how much he really loves us. And he wants us to love him like that in return. You know, he wants us to be willing to pay the price to go to any length to serve him. Because sometimes he asks us to do hard things. And he wants to know that he can count on us. You know, he wants us to know. And just like we counted on him, we're counting on him for salvation. You know, he wants to know that we'll really go all the way. Because he went all the way for us. So we need to go all the way for him. And look what we get. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we get to spend eternity with him forever and ever and ever in heaven. And the devil ain't going to be there.
That's right.
Woo!
That's worth celebrating.
Yeah, I know it. That is worth celebrating. So now we're going to talk a little bit about some more scriptures that talk about things that we know. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 and 7. I'm going to read verses 6 and 7 first, and then I'm going to go back up and read verse 5. Because in this instance, it just seems like verse 5 should follow verse 6 and 7. And it says, and these things, brethren, and then I put a phrase in here of my own words. Paul is talking, and he says, and these things, brethren, and then I put, I have used as an example. That's what Paul was saying. That's what in our terminology, that's what he was saying. I have used as an example for your sakes that you might learn in us. In us, he said, I'm trying to make myself an example for you that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written. See, we're not supposed to, we're supposed to esteem each other with proper, you know, appreciation. But we're not supposed to think of somebody more highly, you know, above what is written, that no one of you, here's the reason, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. You know, you've been in organizations sometimes where they're fussing over who the leader is going to be, and well, I'm better, and, you know, and people are taking sides, you know. He says that you be not puffed up one against another, and that you don't think you're better than somebody else. For who makes thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why do you glory as if thou had not received it? We as human beings didn't deserve anything. We came into this world as a little baby, and we couldn't do anything for ourselves, and we didn't know anything. We were totally dependent on somebody else for a good many years of our life. And gradually, we learned a little bit, you know. And so everything we have was given to us by somebody else. And so then I want to go back up to verse 5. And this says, therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. God is the righteous judge, and he knows everything from the beginning to the end. He knows us better than we know ourselves. There's a lot of stuff we don't know about. We can't read people's minds. We don't know their motives. You know, we don't know why they're acting the way they're acting.
Sometimes they don't even know.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, and we all received everything we had from other people, and the most important person we receive from is God. And you just think about, and you think about this. Jesus was the one that paid the price on Calvary for us. We didn't deserve that. We didn't deserve it. He paid the price that he didn't know for us. We deserved to get up on that cross. And he freely gave himself for us that we might have eternal life. We're the winners all the way around. And why wouldn't anybody choose Jesus? I mean, because he's the only way to have eternal life. We're going to have eternal life one way or the other. We're going to either have eternal life in heaven with Jesus because we served him, or we're going to have eternal life in hell with the devil because we chose to serve him. But either way, you're going to live forever. So you think about that. Is it going to be good or is it going to be bad? You're the one who makes the decision, because he's willing that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And he sent his most prized possession down here and gave him for us. We that hated him, that spit on him, that despised him. The Bible says he was despised and rejected of men. And they did unimaginable things to him when they put him on the cross. He paid that for us because he loved us before we ever loved him. And I don't know about you, but I don't know one parent that would give their child to do what Jesus did for us. But God gave his only begotten son to pay the price for us. He loved his creation that much because he knew that that was the only way. And he loved us that much that he would give. He bankrupted heaven. And Jesus was willing to do it. You know. That just blows your mind. When you think about, would I give my son? Would I give my daughter? No. You know, I mean, fathers stand up for their family. They protect them against the people that are coming to do harm them. And so, but God gave his son for us. Okay, and then Matthew 12:34. I just thought I would throw this in here. It seems almost that it's out of place, but actually, this verse tells where everything that we do and say comes from. And it is Matthew 12:34. And it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance of the heart come your actions and come your words. So, before you say something naughty, look into your heart. Because that's coming out of your heart. And it might show that you might need a little bit of an adjustment. You know. So, I just want to throw that out there. Anyway, why? Why do we need to think about this? 2 Corinthians 5:10. For me, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. We're accountable for everything we say, everything we speak, and everything we do. We're going to appear before God and give an account for it. And that's why we need the blood of Jesus. Because he washes all of that yucky stuff away. And he gives us his righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags. But Jesus' righteousness, it's pure. It's holy. It's love, unadulterated love. Our love sometimes that comes out of us is, it's got faults with it, you know. We don't love like Jesus loves sometimes. We love with our humanness. And we have this thing of, I'm going to get even. But that's not the way Jesus did it. He didn't get even. He suffered so much on the cross. And before that, even living his life, he was persecuted all the time. And he suffered a lot of things even then. And he could have said on the cross, but he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt. I couldn't pay it. There's not enough money in this world to buy your salvation. and to give you a chance to go to heaven, to spend eternity up there in the goodness of God, to sit at Jesus' feet and to just bask in his love. And the Bible says that when we get to heaven, we're going to sit at a banqueting table. And do you know who's going to serve us? Jesus is going to serve us at that banqueting table. We ought to serve him, but he's going to serve us at that banqueting table. Why? Because we chose to follow him down here and we served him down here. So he's going to serve us and say, I want you to know how much I appreciated that. You know, he loves us with an everlasting love. What kind? We can't even imagine that kind of love. We can't imagine that kind of love. So we want to be able to appear before the judgment seat without fault, and the only way we can do that is have the blood of Jesus on our life. And so, Romans 12:3, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And so, it's grace that is given to every man. You know, you every once in a while you feel you run across somebody that kind of makes you think that they think they're hot stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they got it all together and they're just a little bit better than anybody else. They know it all and they're right every time, you know. And sometimes that could rouse some unholy reactions in some of us, right? At different times. So we have to remember whose we are and have the right attitude and react in love toward them and not give them what they deserve, you know, because we're followers of Jesus and we have to be his examples. And so, because Jesus says our righteousness is filthy rags, but he gives us his righteousness. And it says here that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And I just want to thought, I just had God kind of give this to me one day. He said, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. When you read in the Bible and it's talking about a measure of faith, what measure did Jesus say? If a man has faith as a grain of mustard seed, he could move mountains. So even if God gave us the measure of faith as a grain of mustard seed, we can move mountains. And I want you to know, it's not just a measure of our faith. God gives us a measure of his kind of faith. Now you think about what his kind of faith did. He spoke and it came to pass. He said, let there be. And he believed. He had faith in his words. And his kind of faith that spoke this world into existence. Let there be, and there was light. He says in another place, you can have whatsoever you say. He put that kind of faith in us. He gave his kind of faith to us. In even a little grain of mustard seed measure. and we can move mountains. We can say to that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. And he says, if you believe it and don't doubt in your heart, it has to obey you. We can speak to the mountains that Satan brings in our life. He's given us power and authority over all the works of the enemy. Luke 10:19. I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Because he said, I put Satan under my feet, and now I give you power to put him under your feet too. Because I overcame for you. And so because I did it, you can use what I did. And you can do it too. That's why it's important for us to know how to talk to the devil. Because when he brings things our way, we can bind him and we can say, devil, you are bound. Jesus gave me the authority. You are bound and he's already defeated you. I just want to remind you, devil, Jesus defeated you at the cross, and it was for all times. So you've already lost, and you know it. And I just want to remind you of your future. You're going to have to go to hell, but I get to go to heaven, and you won't be there. And so why should I pay any attention to you? Because the Bible says you are a liar and the father of lies, and the truth is not in you. So I don't believe a word you tell me. And I command you in the name of Jesus to be gone. And I put you in your place. We can talk to him that way. And he has... He has to, so have faith in your words, because it's God's words. If you stand on the word of God, it's God's word that you are. It's not just your human word. It's God's word that you are speaking. And he says in Corinthians, you can decree a thing and it will be established unto you. So, we want all these good things in our life. Let's decree the positive things that God wants to give us out of his word and believe them, and we will have them. We will possess those things. We are told to go in and possess the land. How do we do that? We do that by the words of our mouth. We do that by the words that we speak. We can have whatsoever we speak. And if we speak doubt and unbelief, that's what we'll have. That's right. But if we speak goodness and miracles and faith and courage, we'll have what we say. We have to believe the word of God and practice it. And this is one time where we want to practice it. You know, because we don't want to reap the hard parts of, you know, I mean, and I know that sometimes the Lord allows us to go through a few hard places. But that works good for us because it makes us trust him more. We have to trust him in the hard places because we know we can't do it in ourselves. But he is able to do abundantly above all that we ever ask or think. And he's on our side. I just want you to know God's on our side.
Amen, amen, yeah, Miss Mary.
He's on our side. And he will give us more than what we deserve. He pours out. He loves. He looks for somebody. He says, my eyes go to and fro throughout the whole earth to find somebody that I can bless, that I can show my goodness to.
Amen. Would now be a good time for some prayer requests, Sister Mary?
Yeah. Okay.